nice to be back, isn't it?
What's it been, 2 weeks?
I think
for
so.
Me, at least. Yeah.
Was it?
I just missed last week.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then I recorded with Veronica one time. Yeah, it was, we missed last week, and then the week before, I recorded with you Friday, and then I came in and did the live show Saturday with Veronica.
Oh. Well, you actually came in, like, at another time to record with her?
Yeah, no, we did the live show the day after you and I did this little dirty show that we do in the shitty little studio.
After dark?
Yeah, exactly. Papa's After Dark, the mature martini sipping variety of our radio show.
Dude, this studio fucking stinks. Like, as Ace of Spades was playing, I was like frantically twisting my headphones, trying to find that sweet spot where I can actually hear
out
of both.
Your jack works, yes. I have to do the same thing with my Sirius unit in the car. I kind of just twirl the little male.
Yeah, I was doing that when I was driving your car, too. That fucking sucks.
It ain't good.
When I get a new car, I'm getting it just built in. I'm sick of dealing with those fucking things.
But how long are ONA even going to be around? Do we know if it's worth it, or are you going to keep it, period? Or are you going to follow ONA?
Well, I mean, if they go, I guess I'll get Sirius then. Best of Sirius. Get Stern.
Stern's disappointing as shit.
You say it like, I mean, I haven't heard him in forever. When they do, like, give him away for free, I guess when business is down or something.
Well, do they give him away the 3 fucking days a month that he's actually in the studio? That's disappointment number one.
It might have been, like, before he renegotiated his contract or... Maybe it was like right at the same time because they figured they might lose a lot of people or they needed new people.
I mean,
it was definitely before the America's Got Talent or whatever horse shit he's doing now.
He's starting to become like a black ghetto dad. Like, he's just back once a month. It's like, hey, kid, let me tell you about Vegas.
For $500 million fucking dollars.
He does nothing. I mean,
it's just everyone else in the fucking best of.
Well, they paid for the fucking name, I suppose. And 5 years ago, when he cared about doing that show, that name did mean something.
Well, that, and I mean, he was still doing, what, like 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, or 5 hours a day?
He was doing the 6 to 10 that ONA are doing with the hour wrap-up show
right.
That ONA do as well. Like, I want to say it was Gary Delabate and John Hine.
I don't know.
I used to listen to it. For a while, until you just wouldn't shut up about ONA, and I went back to them, and I was like, God damn, these guys have gotten good.
No, I mean, I liked Stern, too, when I heard him. But again, I mean,
they're very different to me. They're very different. Stern is so much more like cult of personality.
Stern is a billionaire bitching about his life, which, again, like, the more famous and rich he gets, it's just... Dude, come on.
Shut the fuck up. Right. He doesn't have to do anything.
Like, do you really need to go on and on for an hour about a dump you took? Like,
the instant he got a dog and named it, like, Bianca, Jagger, Stamos, whatever the fuck it was, he was dead to me.
Wait, what?
He got, like, a little shit dog. I forget what breed.
Right.
A real dick sucker of a pup.
I hate little dogs.
They're okay for
they don't even deserve to be called fucking dogs. Call them something else. Call them a possum.
Yeah.
No, halfway between cat and dog.
Dat. I wouldn't mind one for mom. Like, it's a companion that
no,
she can...
No, they fucking stink. Just get a real dog.
Well, yeah, but she would need something she could take to the fucking vet without a big production.
A well-behaved dog?
Dude, you remember...
Unlike Nike?
You remember...
Will fucking get in the goddamn seat and sit there.
Our big dog, Nike.
She wasn't even big. She was medium.
She was about 80 pounds.
Because she was fat. She was supposed to be like 50 or something.
Yeah, but you remember what a bitch it was. And it's not so much that she was disobedient. Because
she's
end,
a fucking sociopath like everyone else in our family. Couldn't do shit right. Couldn't act right. Couldn't do whatever the hell it's supposed to do.
Well, she's arthritic as shit. She couldn't step up.
That's
more
at the end of the line. She was shitty her whole life and disobedient.
Why are you dumping on your dog, man?
No, I love her, but I mean, it's just the same fucking personality. Like, it's amazing how much it picked up. Just never got
walked. What do you think? Mom fucking lets people get away with murder. Were we ever truly disciplined outside of dad lashing out in like 5 seconds of anger and like striking us?
Yeah, I was going to say, I got punched in the face a few times.
Yeah, we got hit.
I think I got the brunt of it.
Well, yeah, I kind of knew to just shut the fuck up and let him simmer down.
No,
by the way, you're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, Will Papa Giorgio, in case that... wasn't clear because we're discussing shared fucking childhoods. Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. You can find me on Twitter @papasbasement. Facebook.com/papasbasement is where you can like us, which I adore that when you do it. I've been stuck around 330 for a while now.
I was going to say, how the hell, like, all the time you spend on Twitter, how do you not have more likes?
I don't know, man.
Do you have a link to the Facebook page, like, in your Twitter profile?
No, the Twitter link's just to the website.
Oh. Do you have extra room? Like, more characters?
Maybe.
Just put the fucking Facebook URL underneath.
Maybe you just maybe just shamed me on these airwaves, sir. You want to get a hold of Will, I think the...
No one gets in touch
with me. I give out the at Billy Basil if they want to get a hold of you.
No one tweets anymore. There's nothing. I even got like one fucking spam thing like right now.
Really?
Goddamn Twitter is horrible.
It's just MySpace.
Maybe worse.
Same amount of black people.
That's true. With the blacks comes the spam.
I mean, those are the black Twitter experience and the white Twitter experience are so very different. And I'm not saying this for all blacks. I got tons of black people that...
Just the poorly behaved ones.
Yeah, it's a bit of a hoodie thing where whatever topic is trending, they do amateur hour at the Apollo riffing on that shit.
This nigga be crazy, though.
Yeah, hashtag Team Wheezy. You know, it's kind of just a lot of tweets, man. For someone that's not really funny or interesting, there's a whole mess of like...
Chris Brown be a dick in the booty ass nigga. Hashtag on the D-Lo.
It's very much
was
like
that Omarion?
Oh,
there was
yeah.
like him and Chris Brown got a race through like dick in the booty ass nigga. Fucking greatest thing ever. Like, is this Omarion got like molested by his manager when he was 13 or something?
Yeah,
shit.
Exactly. They were like, public, you faggot. You loved it. You wanted it. So, just don't show an ounce of weakness.
Well, I forget who said this, but yeah, I mean, there comes a point where it's no longer molestation. Like, you just got to admit you're willing. Like, a 13-year-old black kid would probably be pretty muscular. Got them slave stock, you know?
Oh, a 13-year-old black kid, yeah. Looked like Arnold in his Olympia heyday.
No, like, because wasn't one of the guys accusing that fucking... I don't know if it was Sandusky or the other... No, the other one. Who's the Syracuse basketball coach? You're saying he's got
molested.
Why didn't
you ask me 3 months ago while I was still on sports radio?
The fat, creepy one. But yeah.
Not the sexy one like Sandusky.
Dude, that guy looks like the fucking devil.
Like, Sandusky?
You can just tell he's guilty by looking at him.
Holy. Oh, like if you don't see that face and just picture it with a boy's cock in it, like looking up. Like just doing the, you know, the porn star doe eyes as they look up. Like he's doing that to a little kid.
Pulling the load out of a pair of nuts that haven't even dropped yet.
Exactly. Just palpating.
They're still up inside like goddamn ovaries.
A little fucking apricot out of a scrotum.
No, I forget. Some comedian did this great bit about how, like, you know, before all this shit, you'd look at them and be like, oh, yeah, it's just some sweet old man, like a basketball coach. And then once this shit comes out, you're like, yeah, I knew they're a molester. Just look at him. No, but Sandusky really does have that. Like the one, I think Bernie Fine, is that his name? Or is that one of the Three Stooges?
That's Larry Fine.
Yeah, I think this guy's name is Bernie Fine.
Okay, it works for me.
The Syracuse basketball coach. And I'll go back to my original point in a second. But
you don't have to.
That guy... Like, to me, he doesn't have molester written all over him. Like, Jerry Sandusky seriously looks like the fucking devil. Like, that's just evil incarnate.
I don't think he has it. Like, you listen to him talk and you give him 3 seconds.
No, he looks creepy as shit and he sounds creepy
as shit. He just looks like old guy. Like, I don't see anything.
No, there's something really.
All that mind-blowingly different.
And then the fact that Bob Costas is like, so have you or have you not ever molested
a child?
Oh,
he just hems and haws.
He's like, well. Kind of a
gray. Yeah.
You see, Bob, not everything's black and white.
What about a naked hug?
Like, anyone who doesn't answer with a fucking immediate resounding no.
Just, it should be Scarface. Like, no. And fuck no.
And
okay?
The fact that he chose to give these interviews, like, how shitty is your lawyer that, like, you chose to come on TV and then, like, you didn't try to work around that in post-production? Like, can we cut down on his hesitation a little bit?
There's a fly buzzing across his face. That would look like shit if you broadcast it.
No, but anyways, that Bernie Fine, like, one of his accusers said he molested him up to, like, I don't know if it was, like,
26.
No, dude, it was seriously, like, late teens, maybe early 20s.
Really?
So it's either up to 17 or up to, like, 22, 23.
That's like making a Jeffrey Dahmer sex zombie. You know what I mean? Like, I touch your dick once and, like, you're brainwashed. And you can't
think
for
was
yourself.
Norton said this. It's like, if you're driving to your own molestation, It's not molestation.
That's a date.
You're fucking taking your parents' night. Car of your own volition to get molested.
Oh, God. What a great concept, though. Like, some chick looks like she might shape up, smack her ass once, and she's yours forever.
Wait, what?
I'm just saying, if you can molest someone early on, and then, like, they'll just keep going for it.
Oh, jeez.
What? Think outside the box, man. Start at 16. Not saying too young.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, there's some teenagers who look hot as shit. I mean, I won't deny that. I'm not, like, into it, though.
No, I wouldn't want to go to jail at this point.
Or even, like, the adults who look young, like, that kind of porn, like, to me, that just seems creepy. It's like,
yes.
No, this bitch is, like, malnourished and
well, it's so weird to me because I don't even think they can really pretend they're underage in this country, correct? Like, don't they have to be, like, I turned 18 last week.
Yeah, I don't think you can have scenarios where they act like they're 12 or some shit.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
What, that law or the fetish?
I have problems with one of these things.
Well, seriously, like, okay, so you're wearing pigtails, you're pretending to be a teen, you're about to take like 8 black cocks up your shitter, but...
So far, so good.
You can't pretend you're 12 for the fantasy. That's where we draw the line.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't say, oh,
stars
today's
and stripes,
my
man.
13th birthday.
I don't get the youth thing.
It's like the Japanese, like, oh, we can't show penetration, but we can show women fucking tentacles.
Yeah, we can show an octopus, the Kraken, is just pounding your pussy, but it's going to be blurred.
A chick getting fucked by Davy Jones's beard and like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Exactly.
Holy shit. What was the other one? I was going to Cthulhu.
Crawl, yeah. Crawl, they had that. Oh, no, wait, Crawl is just the weird shuriken. Yeah, Tulu or whatever the fuck its name is.
The way they depicted it in South Park, I think it had like the tentacles.
That's always
the
classic thing. It has the tentacle beard, almost like a Santa's beard.
I was going to say like the Davy Jones. Yeah. Gangbanging bitches.
I don't get it. But again, that's just, I kind of view it as like, that's how people are hardwired. Like,
just hypocrisy?
Well, no, some dudes are just hardwired to love really young pussy for whatever reason.
Like, everyone's into their own shit.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I don't get if it's a natural thing or they were kind of damaged early on. I assume it's just natural to some people. Like, just like a child molester, like, that's how he's wired.
Maybe as you get older, like, maybe when, like, you're in your 50s or 60s or something, you're like, I'm tired of fucking pussy with liver spots on it.
But I think as you're older, you could bang a chick who was, like, 27 and she seemed like she was goddamn 13 to you.
Yeah, and I mean, it's like more plausible.
The age gaps get more and more ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, like, someone who's, like, completely legal, like a 22-year-old talking to me, I'm like, Jesus Christ, you're, like, a decade younger than me. This is mind-blowing.
Yeah, I mean, but a lot of times they're fucking stupid.
Well, it depends on the chick. There's a certain amount of wisdom. I think there's wisdom just comes with time, but someone can be intelligent and, like, articulate, and for a brief time, at least.
It just depends on their life experience. Like, if they've been around the block...
Pumped full of it or just other experiences?
That or just whatever, you know, like they had a shitty upbringing. Like something like you can relate to them.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's like, you know, some fucking spoiled suburbanite
parenting
bitch.
We endured. Oh, not that there's anything wrong with it, really. I don't know.
I wouldn't say it was permissive.
I thought it was somewhat permissive. I thought for us it was like, well, let's talk about our childhood because I think we have like inherently different perceptions of what went on, or at least mom will not shut up about that.
What, me?
Well, or just that you like always characterize it as so bad. I see our childhood.
I say it was so bad, but she fucking glosses over the fact that she locked me in a goddamn garage. I had to kick my way out. To this day, if you go to her house, you can see the bottom of the fucking French doors kicked out.
I forgot that.
Yeah, that's why it's gone. What else, man? Just fucking dad would beat the shit out of me. She never did anything.
I remember
to stop it.
Really, he worked a lot.
Yeah, I can understand.
Like, he was gone 7 a.m., 6 a.m., and was like back at 8. And imagine coming home to that shrew. Like, literally, you want 2 hours, maybe an hour, before you have to pass the fuck out and do it all over again. And this fucking banshee's coming at you. Vasily, the boys are doing their homework.
Well, I remember when we were kids, we didn't see him at all until he started his own business.
Yeah.
He'd come
we
home
just
like in the
didn't.
Afternoon.
No, he would come home, no bullshit, 8 or 9, and
I don't even remember.
Be in bed, like immediately, just reading for an hour and pass out. And all that mattered in that house was like us doing our schoolwork, doing our fucking drills like little Asians.
Yeah, but even then, like, you get a fucking C and she's going to cry like someone just died.
I forgot that. I forgot the tears. But I don't remember getting C's either. Like,
I fucked up every now and again.
Did you? Like, and, but you're talking not even like a grade C on your report card. You're like talking all like the a tests. C on a test.
Because you remember how when you're a kid, they like send your week's homework with you in a fucking folder and like the parent had to sign it to say they saw it?
I totally do not remember that.
You don't remember that in elementary school? Like, they'd give you like a manila envelope with, I don't think it was everything. It's just
a couple
graded
of
shit,
representative
tests,
pieces.
Definitely. And like, yeah, you'd take it home and you had to get your fucking parents' signature for that week and you brought it back.
I do remember, now that we're talking about it, I remember dreading like a motherfucker if I got anything less than like a perfect score or whatever.
Are you serious? I guess the standard was lower for me. I think for me it was like B or below was bad. Or no, below a B. Like, if I got
really?
B or above, that was fine.
For me, it was A was fine. B was like, eh, I'll let that slide. And yeah, I don't really think it was kind of like a kid where it's like, don't make me count to three. I don't think I ever got to three with them for a long time. It wasn't until I started just hanging out with a bunch of people in middle school who were doing drugs and like were real dropouts.
That's what I was saying, man.
That I was like, what? I got a bunch of B's. It says above average. That's what a B is.
Yeah, man. I fucking come home high. She never said shit to me.
I spent all of high school abusing serious drugs, but it wasn't an issue until the grades dropped. And the grades dropped when I sobered up, and all the dopamine and serotonin that I was like injecting into myself went bye-bye. And all of a sudden, you know what? School wasn't that interesting.
God,
couldn't pay attention.
I think the only final grade I ever got below a B was Spanish. Maybe there's one other like random one I don't remember, but it was like Spanish 4. I got like a D plus or something. Like
final grade.
Yeah, I don't know why. Because I mean, I'd already been accepted into college.
How did you walk home?
Well, no, I didn't give a shit. Because you don't even get that report card until you fucking graduate. So it didn't even matter. Remember, it's like you'd meet your counselor, in that case, Doug Keen. Was that his name?
Mr. Keen, yes.
Fucking Peter North.
Pedro Norte.
Goddamn, like, bizarre, long lost brother.
Yeah, that is weird. I really hadn't thought of that.
Are you serious?
I'm not liking my former
high school
academic
counselor
figures.
To the cum shot legend.
Yeah, exactly. The creepy, fucking, very gay, yet fucks women all the time, Peter North.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure you can look up him getting donged in the ass.
You definitely can.
Yeah.
I have not looked. I have just read about that.
No, I think there's like a few of those like well-known porn stars like go both ways or went.
I think the more famous guys maybe try to...
Because they get more money. Like,
there's two breeds. Okay, there's one dude, I forgot who the fuck it was that worked for Bang Bros. And there's some of those guys that are just like openly gay as shit in real life. And like, they like get fluffed by dudes.
Wait, what?
Yeah, before... I'm trying to remember what the dude's name was. Not Voodoo, because that's the guy who was famous for fucking a chick coming out of a plane, correct? What the hell? One of the black dudes who works for Bang Bros. Probably is like on the Monsters of Cock affiliate too.
Right.
Like Matt Canoza, little Matty, who was on the show now and again,
right,
was telling me that he saw clips of this dude in real life where he is flaming as fuck. Like he was watching him on YouTube and it's just like, hey,
what was
like
it?
Fucking the limp-wristed Lamar motherfucker from Revenge of the Nerds level gay. And he like they claim they get fluffed by dudes before banging chicks.
Well, there's a whole host of questions here. First of all, what's Ganoza doing looking at gay porn?
I don't think it was like gay porn per se. He was just following where this led him. He was like a good reporter. You know, you don't say this story's getting a little gay for me, I quit. He wanted to get to the facts.
And second of all, like, isn't most of the Bang Bros shit like POV? Like, they don't really even show the guys aside from their dong?
Bang Bus is very not POV.
Well, that's like strangers or pretend strangers.
Big Tits Round Ass is not POV. Is Tug Jobs their thing?
Jesus.
Tug Jobs is very POV. Big Mouthfuls is very POV. Round and Browned, that's Reality Kings. Ball honeys. That's not POV. Oh, God.
Why don't you just go to the fucking site?
Why? It's all up here, buddy. All right in the noggin. I think we have a filter on anyhow, don't we?
Filter on what?
I think they finally put like a porn filter on the router.
Oh, here?
Yeah.
Oh, no. They're fucking trying to rub one out at the studio.
We've looked at porn on air multiple times, and not like to get hard and riled up. We've had debates like this.
I mean, it's plausible.
Pad for 3 seconds. Let me look.
Sure. You know I'm just going to be silent, right?
You're a fuck. I just type in BI and the rest. Okay, big tits, round asses. It's live.
Your autocomplete?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That.
It's bad if it's like one letter.
Big naturals.
Ew.
Yeah, that chick's kind of a piglet.
Strike one, natural. Strike two, wrong color.
Hold on. God damn it. Where do I get to, like, the affiliate?
God, natural breasts stink, even if they're huge.
Okay, browse girls. But
what the hell website is this?
This is Big Tits Round Asses. This is kind of my...
Wait, you go to, like, the actual site?
Yeah.
And not just bangbros.com?
No, I know what I'm looking for. Hold on. I typed in B, and it auto-completed to the Big Tits.
Now I'm confused. So, like, is there any other shit on the site itself?
The site itself, Bang Bros.
It's the same content you get for free, right? Like, just like the preview clips?
I think they probably show all their sites when they're on Bang Bros. Like, they're like, here's a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah, but if you go to the actual, like, .com, is there anything different? Or it's just filtered?
No, bangbros.com contains everything in the
I'm
family.
I'm saying if you go to, like, one of the .coms.
Yes.
Like, is there anything different on that specific site?
It's just pared down.
So it's not like they have like longer clips or any shit.
Well, if I'm into big tits, round asses, maybe I don't want to see the content of blowjobfriday.com. Maybe that's not my thing to see white Elmer's glue come. By the way, does anyone come like that in real life?
What, like the really thick shit?
Yeah, that fucking cornstarch.
I think it depends. Like,
you smashed a cannoli with a hammer looking shit.
I don't think I ever have. It's more
I have if I'll lay off for like clear-ish. A month or something.
Yeah, because it's just the fucking sperm.
Yeah, just a bunch of tadpoles.
Yeah, I don't know.
These are the sites.
Oh,
we're just going through. You got blowjobfridays.com.
What was the original goddamn point? Like, this is just weird now.
Dorm invasion, porn star spa, big mouthfuls, monsters of cock, big tit cream pie. I didn't know about big tit cream pie. I've suddenly got plans for this evening after the show finds her.
Oh,
Ass Parade. I forgot Ass Parade. That's a good one.
What was the...
Fuck Team 5. Fuck Team 5 has its moments.
What was the point of going to this site?
Why? No one's going to remember that. You can't just say that and have it all go back.
I'm just looking at a computer like with a screen covered with bitches with dead eyes with mules in their mouths. Oh, this is not compelling
radio.
They
show off cum... The way, like, an abusive older brother would try to scare a sibling with, like, a mouthful of food.
Oh, God. Fucking burnouts. How do we get to that? We're talking about schoolwork.
We're talking about drugs in school.
And then somehow that leads to dick in the ass?
How did you get your A's?
Holy shit. What the fuck? What's the arrow from point A to point B?
Hold on. We can do this. We really can do this. All right. I was rattling off porn websites.
Yeah, but what preceded that?
Okay, we're talking about big tits, but it was... Oh,
no.
we're...
What the hell are we going to talk
was it because we're... No, we were talking about scarred girls and that making them older earlier
the
in the
young
show.
Pussy and... I don't know.
Oh, we were close. We were dancing around it.
Age differences and dating and sex and shit.
But that was like 10 minutes ago. That wasn't what directly...
It had to have been.
...preceded... No, what was directly before this was talking about grades.
No. It obviously segued to sex. You're talking about the gay porn, Ginoza, talking about the bi whatever on Bang Bros. I don't know how the fuck that came up, though.
Yeah, I don't know why we're actually looking at it, but yeah, I was talking about the fucking gay dudes and Peter North and how he fucking loves
Doug
the cock.
Doug Keane, Peter North.
Yes.
There's the connection.
There we go.
The gay Y connection.
And we connected it all to Kevin Bacon.
All right, so by porn stars, all right. All right, so you're saying, the Bang Bros. Which dude is it? Do you know their name?
He's like a one-name performer. I forget. It was like Mayhem or Havoc or Voodoo or something, or Taboo. Might have been Taboo. Maybe that's his name.
I know there's a Voodoo, but he's white.
I think Voodoo is pretty famous. I think Voodoo is the guy that fucked a girl flying out of a plane with parachute and stuff, and he sent it into Howard Stern.
No, I didn't hear about that.
Really?
Was
look,
it?
Look it up. They claim it was a secretary.
Puma Swede?
No.
Sure, she got in trouble for like blowing some helicopter pilot of like
that,
Tommy Lee.
That would have been the chick.
Yeah, because I think that's... Wait, no, that's not his wife. She's engaged to someone else or some shit.
Porn star engaged. Is that the weirdest fucking thing you've ever heard about? They are such pariahs, porn stars. Like, they have to marry each other because no one else will have them.
You want a marriage?
Marry a porn star.
They make good money.
Hater the baby? They don't. They only make it stripping. Like, the films, I think more than radio even, porn has just died. Like, the top end of the industry, it's just a bunch of chicks who get cummed on for, like, $500.
Anything else.
And they've got 12,000 Twitter followers, and they think they're the next big thing.
Give it away for free. Like, music or radio, anything. It's like everything... Everybody just puts their shit online for free.
And there's nothing you can secure with it now. That's the problem. Like, I put our stuff out for free, and it's like until I monetize the podcast, it's not going to function as a demo to land anything.
You would pay for this horse shit.
You would be surprised.
You should be ashamed of yourself if you're listening to this for free.
You paid too much. Isn't your time more valuable than this?
Every time you put this up on iTunes for free, you're stealing.
That'll be the new slogan. We should pay you to listen.
Never once listened to this fucking
Well, no,
nonsense.
Why would you? Why would you really listen to a conversation you had replayed? It's not like we do a show. There's not bits.
No, that's...
we don't have callers. We just talk for an hour.
Ultimate narcissism, if you actually did.
What? If we...
If you could actually listen to yourself. Like, I hate the sound of my voice.
Oh, me too. It's nails down chalkboard. Like, recently I had to find a best of clip. I literally just grabbed the most recent episode that I was like editing for whatever purpose.
Yeah.
Fucking found one segment where we laughed a couple times. I'm like, that's it. I can't take it.
What were you submitting it to?
Oh, God. Fucking morelikeradio.com.
Is that like another podcast network?
Yeah, they're the huge one that like the people in charge of like 30,000 Twitter followers a pop. I'm like, God, just give me some of that mojo.
Have we been fired from the one that we're on now yet?
I don't know. We're part of everyone loves us right now.
Oh, cool. Well, you actually get like positive feedback?
Yeah, yeah.
You'll be better than everyone else on there.
Well, I would
That's
like
how I carry myself through life.
I would like to think that at this point, after 4.5 years.
It's been longer than that. Oh, no, I guess you're right.
No, we're about to hit 5 come August. We've learned a trick or two. We're better than the young pups, man.
There's young people on there? Seems like a bunch of old fucks. I don't know.
I just mean people who are new to the rodeo.
Like that animal who came in here last October?
Well, who are we talking now?
That big-nosed bitch.
Oh, Andy Rose or whatever? That fucking cunt?
You enjoy giving out people's full names, don't you?
Oh, fuck that. I'll give out her number right now. Or is that completely illegal or what?
Again, because this is like a podcast going out on the internet. I think that's we're immune to FCC shit.
Okay, cool.
I wouldn't do it.
Live a little. You can figure out the area. Nah, I won't even make them figure out the area code. I was going to say that Northern Virginia has one of two area codes, being 571 or 703, but fuck it, 703. Jesus. 229-9984.
I'm sure that fucking psychopath already has like a different number.
Oh, that flaky little cunt?
Probably actually, oh, I have so many stalkers, so many creepers. Shut the fuck up.
I hate narcissistic bitches like that.
You dumb box. You're
it's,
not
it's
attractive.
It's barely tolerable when the woman is a 10.
I don't put up with any egos. But
I really don't either.
Not for
I,
that
I
fucking...
really, I would much rather have the 7.5 who thinks she's like a 3.
That's like a 4.0.
Yeah. Dude, you can find gorgeous women with no ego. You can find like 8s and 9s and all kinds of shit. And they're just like, for whatever reason, they don't think they're that hot. To go the other direction with it, how unattractive can you get?
I don't know. It's the definition of this fucking area, though.
3 or 4. Everyone, every girl in this area thinks they're gorgeous. They all suck on ice.
I noticed that in college for the first time. It's just like, ugh. Like when you're out at parties and shit.
I cannot stand chicks in this area. Anytime I enjoy a chick in this area, it's because she moved from elsewhere.
No, I was going to say the same thing. Like, pretty much any of my girlfriends, they were always raised somewhere else and came here.
Yeah.
Like, they're all fucking just transients like anyone else.
And I don't want people to throw it back in our face and be like, well, you guys are two pieces of shit and you were raised.
Well, we are.
Okay, we are, but not in the Northern Virginia piece of shit.
No, because we don't fucking like try to dress preppy and go out to Arlington and all that shit. And be like,
but I want to think.
Let me sip my frappuccino with my pinky extended.
I don't even
this
know.
This would make a good Instagram picture.
We don't even have that, though. Like, you're implying that we have like hipsters and people who really try to like do something outside the realm of like
you do, man. Go to the closer to the fucking city, like Arlington and DC.
I don't find it that hipster. It's just very preppy. It's like I want to work my 9-to-5 for the government.
It's not like hipster, like fucking East Village, Manhattan. Like,
yeah, we absolutely do not have that.
It's prep school people. I don't know how to describe it. It's people who like didn't want to fucking leave college. Like it's fucking frat and sorority people.
Yes. It's just and like they cling to it forever.
Conglomerate. Yeah. They're fucking pushing 30 now, and it's like they act.
And they're
the
still
same.
Going out every Saturday to watch their team play.
Or just they go out to shitty bars and clubs for no fucking reason.
I don't get it.
They move there just to
and
be
have
closer
you
to
ever,
them.
Have you ever been in a less social area where people are more guarded? It's like,
fuck no.
You just go to a club with your friends that you were sitting on a couch with 2 hours ago.
And if
you
anyone,
socialize with no one.
Yeah, anyone who like didn't come with you tries to talk to
oh
you.
Oh my God, that fucking freak. Are you okay? I think so.
No, I've never met unfriendlier people than from this area. Fucking New York is better than this area.
It's not that they're actively unfriendly.
They're
it's like
socially retarded.
Thank you. Like, they have, if being social was like an arm, they have like little Mr. Burns T-Rex fucking like, eh.
That was a terrible analogy.
I was reaching. Whatever. Thank you for ending it quickly
with
and mercifully.
Your T-Rex arm?
They
didn't get very fucking far.
They got nothing.
I think what it is because like this area is very insular. Is that a word? Insular?
Yes, it is.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Well, no one can like walk to socialize. You're all car-based, house-based.
Well, no, what I mean by that is like there's a lot of people who spend their whole lives here, so they never know anything else. They don't really have any experience. Like, because this area, it's not quite the city, but it's definitely not like a shitty small town like where people are like, I have to get the fuck out of here.
No, it's the porridge that Goldilocks chose. And the problem with that porridge is you fucking sit there and eat more of it and do nothing with your life.
So there's a lot of people who fucking, they grew up in this area. They work in this area.
They move 20 miles away, closer to the city. They meet someone and they move 20 miles back to afford a house.
Yeah, so they spend their whole goddamn lives here. They have no other perspective. And the people in this area are just shitty in general because they don't want to fucking be here. They're here for work. There's really nothing fun to do here.
There's zero. Anyone who comes here, it's just for work. Has anyone ever... The passionate thing we have
politics.
Here... Politics. That's exactly. It. That's the one dream
again,
you can chase.
Ultimate fucking preppy... Like these motherfuckers think they can run the country? That's as blue blood as you fucking get.
Yeah.
So yeah. There you go. We solved it.
Fucking A. We deserve a cookie. We should check the fuck out early.
Nowhere is it more evident like how angry people in this area are than it is on the road. That's the great equalizer.
Holy God.
When
you
see all the fucking road rage.
You take the time right when it turns green to squeeze out a pleasant fart. You will have a horn inside of 1.5, 2 seconds
People
max.
With their mediocre looking wife and 2.5 kids don't care if they all die, like just so they can make a fucking light. Ugh.
For me, the real mind blower, just lately, you cannot, if you are not punching that accelerator when the light turns, you will get 1, 2, 3 horns.
Well, are you on the phone?
No, like sometimes maybe I'm dicking with the Sirius unit or something like that. Or, like, I'm just looking out the window at some pussy. I don't know. Whatever.
Really? I found quite the opposite, man. There's been several times where it's like, I'll be on a fucking busy highway. Someone gets the green turn arrow.
Yeah.
And nobody honks.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. I'm just like, what the fuck? And then I'll lay on the horn.
No.
But no one else will fucking honk.
Oh, no. That like, is oh, maybe not there's something wrong experience. With
this poor person. Who gives a fuck? If you're dead, get your dead ass out of the way.
No, every time I've been slow to punch it.
Really? If I'm fucking around on the phone and I get it, like I kind of appreciate it because I'm like, shit, I might have missed that light, you know? I don't feel bad at all.
I'm not saying I feel bad. I guess I had it coming, but God, give a dude 2-3 seconds.
No.
All right, then. Maybe we do belong here.
Yeah, if you're not looking at the fucking light, that means you're not focusing.
I'll give you that.
But I mean, is it like a quick tap or is it just like an angry laying on the horn?
It is a happy medium. It's like a bah. It's not bah, where you like really just try to like palm smash it.
Unless it's like, who gives a fuck? Like if it's openly aggressive, then just stay there. Wait for the next light cycle.
Well, yeah, I don't even find anything under 3 or 4 seconds all that kind of intimidating or aggressive, if you will. Like, for me, there's the quick, the tap, and then there's and that's kind of like the, hey, fuck you, wake up. And then there's what I do when someone wrongs me, and I just follow them with my hand on the horn for 90 seconds to 2 minutes.
You realize, like, if a cop saw you doing that, you'd go to fucking jail, like, in an instant.
Really?
For road rage or some shit? Oh, yeah. Apparently, this may be, like, some bullshit I was picked up in traffic school, but you're really only supposed to use your horn, like, for fucking emergencies, like... Even, like, that shit, you're not supposed to do.
What kind of fucking emergency is a horn going to solve?
Like, someone fucking driving toward you because they're not looking.
Okay. You know, like, well played.
No, I do that shit all the time. Like, someone's fucking, like, I see them, they're over the line, like a 2-lane road, and they're coming at me. I'm like, hey, wake the fuck up, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you like to assume that they're just doing it when they have the buffer.
I don't have anything that scary or intense happening. For me, it's just someone maybe in the lane next to me is veering into mine. I'll definitely mash the horn.
All the time.
I
on
do
our
it
way to and fro Philly.
I do it conscientiously.
No, dude, because like where I live, there's a lot of like those shitty 2-lane windy roads in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
You get that all the goddamn time. But all right, did you want to actually like bring up a topic at this point?
Why? We're like 35 minutes in. We've got a couple topics. You can go through the grab bag.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I don't know.
I'm like a dentist. You fucking went through the appointment well. You want the wax lips? What? Do you want the little fake mustache? Which prize do you want?
I forgot about that. Holy shit.
All right.
Are you supposed to be able to eat those things?
The wax?
Fucking ass.
They're wax. I think mom was just bullshitting us when she said you chew those. They're literally fucking red wax. Would you eat the little Bon Bell cheeses in their containers? Or would you peel the wax off and eat the delicious cheese inside?
Oh, I got some smoked Gouda at home. It's delicious. Even better than actual Gouda.
No bullshit.
I fucking smoke that shit. Hell yeah. Ooh. I eat it all the time.
Where'd you get it? Costco?
Harris Teeter. You can get a Safeway.
Hmm.
No, I got into it because like that fucking Joe's place in McLean puts it on their burgers. It's like, goddamn, it's tasty.
I might have to get some of that.
It's like Gouda, but then it has this like tasty smoky rind around it.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, is it an actual rind or is it just...
Rind. Like, yeah, if you get the fucking... Like, I always... Because they have logs at Harris Teeter. And I always try to get the end piece, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like the most rind. But...
You know, rindiest.
You can also get like just slices and shit too. God damn, I'm hungry.
I know. Me too.
Is there any food at mom's?
No, we're going to have to go somewhere after this. Take care of that shit.
Maybe actually go to my own house for once.
No, no, let's not talk crazy.
Five guys?
It'll be 10. We're going to have to come up with something.
Fuck.
Like maybe a bar, maybe amphora.
Well, does she need food?
Let's not get mixed up here. Let's keep the focus pure.
What about those pizza joints you go to?
Those are probably all closed.
10.
Yeah, I would assume so.
Shit.
Pizza's not a late night thing, again, because we live in a shithole. Pizza's very late night when you're drunk and you need something to shovel in your face, but...
You ever have that jumbo slice, like an Adams Morgan or whatever?
Fuck yes, I have.
Is it good?
It is a pizza.
Is it as big as the picture in the window?
It is, I would say, 2 to 3 New York... And about 3 New York slices combined.
So it's like a quarter of a pizza?
It's just bigger. Like, the pies themselves are 24 inches in diameter, maybe 28.
Double dozens.
Yeah, they're pretty nuts, man. I mean, they're pretty goddamn huge. Yeah, not No, they got to be at least 28, if not 32. I mean, they're like, it looks like a small fucking toddler torso.
Yet again with a great analogy. Yeah. I don't know. What the fuck options are there?
Let's do Amphora.
I don't want to waste time like sitting down and shit.
I don't know.
God damn it.
Let's bang out show.
All right, yeah.
Let's do a show. I got to put my foot down on that. That had to be the most boring shit.
Ever? Oh, no, me too. You're right. But
that was the worst thing we've ever done, but I don't care.
All right, let's redeem ourselves.
All right. Chipped my tooth. Fucked up my body. I hate when I get those lingering injuries where you're just kind of like, this is never going to get better.
How the hell did you chip your tooth?
Might have been eating some Chinese food too quickly with a fork hidden into a side of orange beef.
You're disgusting. All right, what's the next one? Okay. Did you get it fixed or what?
No, just chipped yesterday.
So you're going to the dentist?
Eventually.
Which one?
Front left. You can barely see it. Like a little nick came off it, but like the entire fucking tooth hurts from it now.
Yeah, dude, you gotta go, because if you fucking like cracked it or something.
I think I did. Like,
yeah, definitely fucking go.
Yeah, which is great. So for a $10 order of orange beef, I've got like God knows how much in dental work ahead of me.
God damn. I've bit spoons before, never a fork.
I've never done it either, and I'm 31. It's not. I've mastered the art of the fork.
I
fucking woke up. I dozed off on the couch during the office. I was half asleep. I was like, shit, I want food. And I just jam in and I dig in.
I don't exactly have room to talk. I fucking shaved off half of one of my eyebrows last week.
Exactly. So never done that before. It's already coming in.
No, I mean, it has a bit, and plus I, like, mowed them down with, like, a shorter guard on the beard trimmer, so it's, like, they're all shorter, so it just kind of looks like I have no eyebrows now.
Yeah, it's a little weird, Uncle Leo.
Whatever, once it gets even at this length, then I'll let it grow back out.
All right, please do.
No, I used to do this all the time, and then, like, I'd see myself in pictures, I was like, fuck, it looks like I have gray hair, because, like, I trim my eyebrows so short.
That they were, like, barely long enough to show their...
Yeah, so it was, like, halfway between, like, bald and... You know, normal length. So.
You had like pussy stubble on your face.
All right. So we got to the bottom of that.
All right. We've got possibly living with Veronica as an option.
That would be good.
We got the fox that was trapped in our backyard.
No one gives a fuck.
That was a cute little fox.
Other than the fact that your dumb ass dragged the thing closer to the house.
I wanted to see the fucking fox.
And
you took pictures of
it. Barked like a goddamn dog being raped up its ass.
That was the coolest sounding thing ever.
I would have fucking immolated the motherfucker. Just dumped kerosene on it.
Well,
match.
The fucking trapper, the exterminator who got it, that fucking little fox is going to die, man. Because it's like 4 weeks old, even though it looked big as shit.
What, because it didn't have mother's titty milk?
Yeah, it still needs tit milk, and
that's
like...
That's a good segue to our next story.
They're going to drop it over at the shelter, and then he calls back. He's like, there's no room in the shelter, so I'm just going to nurse the fox myself. What? Get the fuck out of here.
Hold on. What shelter?
I guess just a fucking stray animal shelter or something like that. Not like a dog, cat
People
shelter.
People shelter foxes? They carry fucking rabies.
No, like, there has to be a shelter for...
The shelter should be goddamn a chef taking the back of a knife to its, like, the back of its head, the way they kill animals.
Why a chef?
That's how they do it, man.
Yeah, but why is a chef doing it?
Like, if you fucking cook squirrel or something, you ever seen that happen?
I've never been around squirrel getting cooked. What TV have you been watching? Or what women have you been fucking?
No, just, I don't know. When they want to kill an animal, like, live, it's a goddamn chicken. Fucking...
Like, I thought a chicken you just kind of like grabbed by the neck and banged against the wall until it stopped moving.
That also works, but that might bruise your meat. So you fucking take like the blunt end of a knife, kind of like you ever grind up pills instead of chopping them up?
I use spoons, but go on.
All right, so it's the same principle. You just mash up the base of its spine.
I guess the brain stem, yeah.
Yeah, it's boom. It's done. Dunsky. No blood, no fuss, no muss.
All right.
All right, so what the hell? Is it like the mother rejected it now, like a baby bird?
Well, I don't think it rejected it. The mom couldn't get it through the fucking cage, and so it was like, hey, you're on your own, little buddy. But the exterminator maintains he's now going to bottle feed this fucking fox until it's old enough to go in the wild. I mean, blow it out your ass, buddy. You make your living killing animals.
But mom said he's like some fucking hippie fuck. I don't know.
Is he?
Nurse? What kind of stupid-ass white person would nurse a fox? That thing will... Eat your eyes if it's given the chance.
But it's so tiny. I can see on an animal that really can't do
anything.
Dude,
you don't think that little thing could bite the shit out of you and claw like your fucking eyes out?
I'm holding it to my face like a retard, yeah?
How the hell? Oh, I see. Yeah, you'd feed it in the cage. I guess.
Yeah, you just dip like a gerbil's water bottle full of milk or whatever.
Oh, no, I thought it was going to be like cradling it.
Hold it to his fucking tit? I mean,
it's like when
I'm taking estrogen so I could breastfeed it.
All right.
No, he's going to bottle feed it, I guess.
And they didn't catch any others?
Not so far. Yeah. I would like to see more foxes. They're pretty cute.
Oh, they stink, man. They have fucking rabies.
Well, the shit and piss that came out of him is the most disgusting stuff I've ever smelled in my life.
Opposed to other shit and piss, which is quite pleasant.
I'm just saying, if the cat or a dog drops a deuce or takes a piss,
because again, they eat processed shit that we feed them.
Yeah,
the fox is just eating natural crap.
It is like literally, it was making me dizzy. It was like paint fumes.
Yeah, but you know what? That fox ain't going to die with a 60-pound colon like Elvis or John Wayne.
Good for the fox. Yeah.
Lots of roughage in its diet.
No, it has no roughage. It's a predator. It's got an intestinal tract that's like 8 inches long.
Wait, are you serious? I thought they fucking ate like twigs and berries and shit.
A fox eats pure meat.
So what, it kills house cats? Where the fuck does it get random meat?
Mice, house cats, squirrels, all kinds of shit.
No meat on a mouse.
That's just what it eats.
It's like half of a fucking chicken wing.
I know, but the fox is like goddamn 5 pounds. It can live on it.
So like moles, voles.
What is vole?
I guess.
Yeah. No, it's just weird.
So that means if it's eating fucking mice, it's got nails and teeth like a fucking surgical scalpel to dig in those little things and get the meat out.
No, dude, they just eat the whole fucking thing. I'm sure they just crush the bones and poop those out. It's probably got intestines like catcher's mitts.
And you wanted to pick the cage up with this thing. What if the fucking little like trap lid just opened up and this thing like falls out right on your leg?
It
starts grabbing you for something to hold on to.
Dude, it's like an 8-pound fox.
Grabs onto your mule with its teeth.
It's not going to slash my aorta fucking drive style.
You fucking think so, man.
I think I was okay. I think I could handle a baby fox.
Dude, that thing was like past the cute stage.
It was getting a little long.
Animals like that are cute when they're fucking babies, and like even when they bite, they have no teeth, you know? And, like, they don't even have their eyes open. They can't even see you. Like,
so it looks like a fucking fetus?
No, it just looks like a hairy worm.
Ugh.
You ever see like really young puppies? They're fucking disgusting.
Gross as shit.
They look like
me?
Shaved hamsters or something. But
no, it looks like a brine shrimp.
No, that thing was, what, halfway to full grown?
Yeah, but it was only 4 weeks old. Apparently, they poop out of the mom's butthole just ready to walk already.
Oh, so these are vicious fucking killing machines.
They're not vicious. They're so tiny. They're vicious, but they're like nothing. It's like fucking saying Gary Coleman's angry at you.
Dude,
who gives a shit?
A fucking brown or black recluse spider is also tiny.
Yeah, but that can melt you. That literally melts flesh.
Dude, that fox could probably do the same amount of damage, just a different way.
That fox would bite the shit out of you, but it'd heal up. The recluse, you gotta go to the surgeon and get it chopped out. Like, they take a plug of your skin out to handle that shit. That stuff's gross as fuck. And you get a massive fever. It literally turns your skin, it makes it necrotic. It just starts boiling it, almost.
And then what, that skin starts eating the skin around it?
Yeah, like, it just radiates outward, yeah.
I live in that area where that's probably like I live right in the goddamn woods.
Yeah, I don't know how you sleep. I would be so afraid to put my foot in any fucking shoe or anything.
I know, I don't even check. I used to leave my clothes and food on the floor.
Oh, God. I would get like a Lucite box and just keep it in there.
This is
airtight.
Why I can't live alone. So we can either segue that into you living with Ronnie J, or we could go back to the titty milk segue.
Let's do the titty milk.
All right.
The Ronnie J we can save for tomorrow if we somehow feel inspired and come in Saturday morning as well.
Wouldn't it be more useful if she was actually here to berate you for shit canning her living plans?
We'll get to all that at a different date. Hopefully when it's much more in the rear view mirror and I can't get in as much trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Would you try to dump a load in her if you lived with her?
No. Let's just talk about that. All fuck right. The breastfeeding mom. No.
No, you're a bitch. Look hot. She kind of looked like Jewel.
Oh, yeah, the breastfeeding mom on the cover of Time. All right, now you twisted it all up again. Like, we're talking about load dumping, and I'm like, we'll go there. But then you're like, fucking Jewel getting her titty sucked. And I'm like, oh, I see what you did there.
Either one. I mean, I don't see how in-depth we can go with, like, the breastfeeding thing.
Well, yeah, it's just if you look at the cover of Time this week, it's getting a huge press. And when's the last time the fucking cover of Time mattered?
Or any magazine, for that matter. Who the fuck reads magazines?
2012. But this thing is getting... this is a slippery slope they're going down. All right. So the cover of Time this week is Are You Mom Enough?
Was that kid actually sucking on her tit, or is that photoshopped?
No, that's her fucking, like, 3-year-old kid. It looks like he's 7.
Who is that? It looks like Jewel.
No, it's just some broad who's famous now for breastfeeding her kid to the age of 1,000,000.
Wouldn't she be more famous if I was the one doing it?
No, then it would just be Bang Bros all over again.
No, she's too hot for Bang Bros.
I mean, she is really good looking.
She's like pretty. Like, I wouldn't say sexy.
No, it's not sexy. It's completely...
Well, not the titty sucking, just her. Like, even if you saw her, like, she's not slutty enough to be sexy.
Well, no, she'd be great in bed because she doesn't look like she would... No, okay. She wouldn't do much proactively. Don't get me wrong. She'd lie there and act like she spreads her legs and it's God's gift. But...
Who wants that?
She's skinny. Skinny's great in bed.
It's not that skinny.
She's pretty skinny. She ain't big. She's not bony, but she's skinny, man.
God, I'm hungry.
What, looking at the mouthful of titty?
I'm fucking hungry. Like, I want some goddamn orangey chicken or something.
We can tough it out. 5 minutes, man. Hold on. Let me check. It's literally, this started 5 minutes. So we're at 51 minutes right now. We can punch out at 51. What the hell am I talking about?
I don't care. What's the conclusion of this?
Well, I wish I were the kid's the conclusion, but...
It's just there's an uproar because the kid's so old?
Yeah, he's old as shit. Like, you're supposed to knock that shit off 1 year in.
Wasn't I breastfed until I was 3?
I didn't want to bring that up without you saying something first. Yes, you were. If you want to talk about...
Look how good I turned out.
Yeah, and I kind of wanted to bring that all back into when we were talking about the parenting earlier. But it's old as shit, my friend.
Yeah, if you're eating other foods, which at 3 years old, you have to be, right?
If you're like, you're crushing Oreos... And just saying, put a titty in there instead of getting any milk to dip it in.
So, yeah, dude, like, so breast milk is supposed to only be like the only thing
that's
your
only sustenance.
And once you can eat solid food or even the Gerber horse shit, that's
you're
it.
You're fine.
So, what kind of like terrible mother go against that? It seems pretty fucking obvious if you can eat macaroni and cheese with a hot dog cut up. You don't need to
give me a titty chaser.
You can have some fucking cow milk in a glass, not human milk in a tit.
Yeah, it's the kids, I think, are just kind of attached to it. And
I was
it calms
say,
them down.
So it's like some perverse fucking like.
Well, I'll go out on the
nervous thing for the kid, or like just a
how
crutch.
Long, dude? How long were we in bed with the mom? Like all three of us sleeping one
you,
fucking
for
bed.
A while. No,
it was all three of us for a while.
Well, no, I think that's when Dad was never there.
Dad was always sleeping in what became my room because
know.
The three of us took over a queen.
Listen, we had a horrible fucking childhood. This
is
insane.
Some weird
like, when you think
shit.
About it, this all that shit pops up.
Well, we were never molested or anything. We didn't want for like food.
Not really.
But mom was kind of nuts.
You ever touched Dad's mule?
No. Never touched Dad's hog.
Well, then you weren't molested.
Why the fuck did you touch Dad's hog?
I don't know. Yeah, I fucking walked in on him on his shit, like getting out of the shower or something. Okay. He's the one who should have put a stop to it. I'm a fucking responsible adult.
I remember Dad packing this, so I just would have been like, hey, whatever.
Oh, God. I think I like shook it like a hand.
Damn. Maybe he helped him dry it, you know? He's just sick.
Oh,
who the fuck would want to handle cleaning that real estate?
But see, if that was me, I would never... Tell my kid to get the fuck out of here.
He's European, man. What can I say?
Shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't exactly want my kid seeing my nudity either. Like maybe when he's like 18 months or 2 years and he can't comprehend shit. But like,
well, I mean, I think everyone sees. Like, you never saw both of our parents naked.
I've seen them both multiple times.
Yeah, I was
naked.
Gonna say. Ugh, mom could use a razor.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Looks like fucking Pam Grier's head. Not pretty.
Oh, shit. That goddamn 70s bush that like, just extends past like
to their knees.
The fold like between their like thigh and crotch.
God. Any woman who bitches about shaving, it's just do it. It's just 100 times better.
I fucking shave. I shave everything.
Just I try to keep the nuts very bare. Like, I'll take the bick to the sack, even though that thing's just cuts waiting to happen.
No, dude. Like, you have to. You can't shave your balls with, like, a beard trimmer.
Oh, hell no. That's
just you just get nicked here and there.
That's a fatality, yeah.
They make, like, certain, like, body hair trimmers, but I've never gotten one because they... I don't know why the fuck this is. Like, why are there so many, like, beard and, like, just razors, beard trimmers, whatever, where you... It can't be powered just by plugging it in the fucking wall. Like, it has to be charged.
That's obnoxious. I just use a head
trimmer. Why? It makes no fucking sense.
Because it would cost probably more to have both the charging option and the wall plug.
God for fucking bid. Can you imagine getting, like, a computer or something where it's, like...
Charge only.
Yeah. So, like, you can't be on it too long or it's going to be fucking dead. I have a vacuum like that, too.
So you have a charging vacuum?
It's, like, a little one.
All right, Mr. Jetson.
I didn't fucking buy it.
Does Rosie use it to clean?
Oh, that Rosie stunk.
God, I would have fucked the shit out of Judy.
I thought both of them were hot.
The kid had the silver hair.
Not the kid. Oh, I thought
this was Elroy. Fuck the shit out of Elroy while Astrid jacked off in the corner.
His dick is bent like the top of his head.
Just like a little Saturn ring around it for a foreskin.
No, actually, I thought the mom was hot. Was it Jane?
Jane his wife.
God damn, even since I was a kid, I kind of always had this thing for like older chicks.
I would
have
fucked the shit out of Jane. Well, no, all right,
but Jane or Judy, who would you fuck? You can only pick one.
Jane.
Wait, that's the mom, right?
Yes.
Yeah, all right, good.
Judy looked like fucking Bea Arthur with that silver hair. Like,
blue-haired fox.
Like, they didn't give her bigger cartoon tits to compensate. They just said, like, here's the same body, and...
But they didn't really have bodies. I think Jessica Rabbit was, like, the first cartoon you could really rub one out to. God,
Jessica Rabbit, man. And then Lana from Archer.
Yes.
Oh, that is good stuff.
And the show's hit a new low.
I think we've already discussed this on the show.
I'll say Lana's probably the best.
Yeah, just because Jessica Rabbit was voiced by Kathleen Turner, and we all know where that went. Whereas Aisha Tyler's still pretty fuckable.
I forgot that Kathleen Turner did that. Mm-hmm. Oh, she was on Ron and Fez recently, they mentioned that.
Oh, God. Oh, that voice is just...
Yeah, but does she look okay? No. What if a chick was hot if she had, like, the fucking old whore voice?
You'd make do.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it.
Oh, I'd mind it, but I'd still make do.
Really? Like our cousin or whatever?
First of all, our cousin...
Second cousin.
Yeah. Did not have the most wrecked voice. It was just kind of husky, like young Kathleen Turner. Like old Kathleen Turner?
Yeah, but it was something noticeable that we all latched onto.
It is.
It's all like, what the hell is wrong with her voice?
It was just husky.
I don't know. It wasn't like... She was in like a bad car accident, so maybe she got fucking... Took the steering wheel to the throat. Who knows?
Really?
That's what Mom said.
Oh.
It's not exactly the thing you can ask about.
Yeah, I guess
why is your voice so ugly?
Exactly.
Is it because you got in a car accident? Is that why your voice is ugly now?
I know we're blood, but I'd still play with your tits if it weren't for that voice.
I think it's illegal to marry your first cousin.
Yeah, whatever. I
don't even know what the fuck a second cousin is. Is it cousin's cousin?
Fuck it. We can go out on that strong note right after we mashed it out of the park with that masterpiece. Will, thank you. The band's welcome. Website, Will's a... incredibly talented guitarist. It's Gray Sky Eternal, G-R-E-Y, or is it just facebook.com/Gray Sky Eternal?
If you go to grayskyeternal.com, that redirects to the Facebook page, and yeah, find us on Twitter.
I, of course, am John Papagiorgio. I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. The show's website's inpapasbasement.com. Find us on Facebook as well at facebook.com/Papa's Basement. Go to the website, subscribe to the show on iTunes. We love it when you do that. Till the next time, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody. Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but